You know, some people enjoy composing their own music, chord by chord, and others are happiest when they come across that one perfect song. Work is not a lot different than that. Whether you prefer building your own workflow or using a pre-made template, with Monday.com, you and the team can work in a way that's comfortable for everyone. Tap the banner to go to Monday.com and build your own amazing workflow, or find an awesome template. No judgment.
Changing your life one story at a time. This is the Chicken Soup for the Soul podcast with Editor-in-Chief Amy Newmark.
Hey, it's Amy Newmark with your Chicken Soup for the Soul. And today I'm going to share a couple of stories with you from our newest book, Chicken Soup for the Soul, Lessons Learned from My Dog. So what do we learn from our dogs? Well, everything. Our dogs make us better people. If we rescued them, they rescue us back. If we're sad, they comfort us. If we need to have more fun, they show us how. They act as our protectors, our role models, and our best friends. And sometimes they are a bit of a miracle, as you'll hear in today's stories, stories about truly miraculous coincidences. Margaret Lee tells us one such amazing story. She adopted a German Shepherd Labrador mix named Bouncer from a shelter. He was to be her running companion, among other things. He was medium-sized when they got him, but he was still young, and he ended up being a real sweet dog, but an 85-pound dog and a bit rowdy, too. Well, then Margaret and her husband had a baby, and her husband decided that this big, rowdy dog was too big a risk for the baby. And he took the dog back to the shelter, only to regret that decision 2 days later. And he went back to the shelter to reclaim the dog, but it was too late. Someone else had already taken him. Well, a few years passed, and the family spontaneously went to the shelter one day so they could show their daughter the dogs. When they got to the shelter, they saw a dog who looked just like Bouncer, and he responded when they called his name. Their daughter was bigger now, so the big dog wasn't a problem, and they readopted him. And when they got him home and compared him to their old photos, they knew for sure that he was their Bouncer. And Margaret says this, "Why did we go to the shelter, we wondered, when we were not even planning to adopt a pet? And on the very same afternoon when his second owner had dropped him back there, we felt that it was meant to be." Bouncer continued to be his exuberant self and also managed to wander the neighborhood and disappear frequently. One time, they even found him chained up at another home nearby and they had to kidnap him back. A few years after that, Margaret and her husband got divorced, and he ended up keeping Bouncer. But Bouncer was a wanderer and he disappeared, and he was gone for almost a year before he came back. Margaret says, "I have no idea what to make of the miracle of this dog running in and out of our lives time after time. Maybe he's showing us that there is a season for everything, and we should just enjoy each one without clinging too tightly." James Hugh Comey shares another story about a miracle dog, a boxer lab mix named Buster, who he grew up with. James's family adopted Buster without knowing anything about his past. He was gentle, but for some reason, he had scars that ran down the side of his right rear leg. James and his brothers decided that they would train Buster. So they took him off the leash one day, but that was a big mistake. The dog took off, and they couldn't find him. It was winter, and there was lots of snow, and the dog was missing for a month. Until a man finally called and said that he found him and he would bring their dog back to them. The man was recently out of the military, and when he found the dog, he contacted the shelter to find out who had adopted Buster so he could return him. Now, how did he know that Buster had been adopted from the shelter? Well, Buster had been his dog. When the man had come back from the service and he and his family had moved, he couldn't take Buster with him. So he surrendered him to the shelter, and then moved two towns away. Buster, freed from his leash, had gone looking for his previous owner, and he had found him 10 miles away, even though he had never been to that guy's new apartment. Well, it turned out Buster had served in the military with the man, and that's how his right rear leg got wounded by machine gun fire. Well, now the man said goodbye to his dog again, and he told him this time to stay with his new family. And Buster, the miracle dog, never ran away again. I'm Amy Newmark. Thanks for listening to these stories from Chicken Soup for the Soul, Lessons Learned from My Dog. You can go to our website, which is chickensoup.com, and click on the podcast button to read more about this book. And you'll find it wherever books are sold, including Walmart, Barnes & Noble, and Amazon. And I want to share a special note from us regarding the proceeds from this book. Like our previous five pairs of cat and dog books, royalties from this book go to American Humane because we want to help them with the amazing work they do for dogs and cats in terms of shelters, in terms of protecting pets during natural disasters, protecting them on movie sets, in zoos, and in humane farming. So, would you like to become one of our storytellers? Because we are always looking for new writers to join our family. Just go to the Submit Your Story section of our website and you'll see what we're working on. And you'll find writing guidelines as well so that you can craft the best possible nonfiction story for one of our books. So almost half the stories in this dog book came from people who had never written for us before. So you can definitely have a chance of getting into a future book. And please come back for our next episode to hear about that all-important me time and how you can get some from our self-help book, Chicken Soup for the Soul, Your 10 Keys to Happiness.